Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are going to go to the Hall and compete at Fan Hotline, talk to our good friend Ray Fittipaldi, who covers the Steelers. For the Post Gazette. And Ray, I'm looking at this tomorrow night as sort of a game to sort of gauge some of the younger guys. I mean, I don't know. Did they give you a chart as to who is going to be in and who is going to be out for this game?
Well, Mike Tomlin mentioned Cam Hayward, Joe Hayden, and Ben Roethlisberger as three of the guys. I think there's going to be more than that. And I think you're right, Paul. I think we can expect to see a healthy dose of the rookies tomorrow, the rookies that are healthy. So Najee Harris, you know, everyone's going to get their wish. They'll get their first chance to watch him play. Probably not Freiermuth. He was injured in Tuesday's practice, so he probably won't be out there. But Kendrick Green, Dan Moore, Buddy Johnson, all of that rookie class, the undrafted free agents, and a lot of younger guys. I think that's who you'll see in action tomorrow night.
How much do you think there will be, like, for instance, a guy like Najee Harris, who's a rookie, you want to kind of get his feet wet, but how much do you think you'll actually really see him?
I mean, if I had to take an educated guess, I mean, you know, it depends on how the early series go. You know, if there's some three and outs in there, you know, it could affect his touches and his playing time. I'd say 2 to 3 series, you know, get them out of there. They have some other running backs that are looking at this camp. Kalen Ballage is one of them. I think you'll see him. He's a veteran who's been around a little bit. And then you got guys like Jalen Samuels, Anthony McFarland, Trey Edmonds, guys like that who can, you know, take some of the carries off, and they'll have plenty of running backs to finish the game. But I wouldn't expect to see Najee Harris pass the first quarter. I can tell you that.
Well, that's going to be the thing. So I'm assuming, is Mason Rudolph going to start the game?
Yeah, Mason Rudolph's going to start probably a quarter and a half. Haskins is going to finish the half, play into the second half, and then Josh Dobbs will finish the game out.
So Mason Rudolph will get the first chance to play with the first team. And that's probably going to be significant, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Paul, depending on how you look at it, I mean, the first team offensive line isn't close to being together. So when you look at it from a team-wide, you know, offensive perspective, you know, that the offense that's going to be out there with Mason on Thursday night, yeah, he'll have his receivers, he'll have Najee, but Eric Ebron's not going to be there, not even Pat Freiermuth. I'm not even sure about Zach Gentry at tight end. And, you know, he might have Kendrick Green, who's projected to be the starting center, and Trey Turner, projected starting guard. And that's about it on the offensive line. I don't think you're going to see Zach Manor. You're not going to see Chukwuma Okorafor or Kevin Dotson the way the last couple of days have gone. So, yeah, I mean, I guess in name that he'll be out there with a first-team offense, but that'll be nothing resembling a first-team offense. That's very much going to be a second-team offensive line that you see out there on Thursday night.
Well, again, but then Who is Haskins going to be and Dobbs going to be playing behind?
Well, I think you're going to see those guys like Dan Moore, who's probably going to get to start at left tackle. I could see him playing a half, and they have some other guys, some veterans, some undrafted free agents. They got a guy by the name of Aviante Collins, who's a fourth-year pro. He's in camp. He'll play a lot. They got a lot of younger guys who are guards, tackles, guard centers. So they'll have enough players to finish out the game. But, in terms of just a starting five, or a representative starting five of what it's going to be on opening day in Buffalo, you're not going to see anything close.
Are you convinced that Kendrick Green is ready to be a full-time starter at center?
Well, J.C. Hassenauer's injury sort of threw a monkey wrench potentially into their plans. Listen, I think Kendrick Green was the starter in waiting all along, but, just with J.C. getting that injury early, it's given Kendrick Green a chance to get a lot of reps, and, if he takes advantage of those reps, the coaches might feel, more comfortable putting him in there. Game one in Buffalo, maybe rather than game four, or game six, or game eight, which might have been their original plan. So we'll have to see how it goes. I think Green has been solid. He's had his positive moments and his negative moments. We'll see how he does in the preseason games. These preseason games are going to be the most important part of the evaluation. It's one thing to go up against your teammates every day. It's quite, another thing to go up against, different looks and, different guys who are probably going to be starters for the Cowboys. So we'll see how he does on Thursday night. But right now, just because of Hassenauer's injury, I would say he has a leg up.
Well, and I think that's the thing. It's going to be really difficult. In my mind, it's going to be really, really difficult if he continues to play. To move him out of there if the quarterbacks get comfortable with him. But by the same token, he hasn't played a ton, at that position in college. So he's got a long way to go, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason that Mike Tomlin is going to expose him to all four preseason games. A guy like that really needs it. I'll give Kendrick Green a lot of credit. A lot of the guys scatter after minicamp. They go off, do training on their own, take a vacation, whatever. Kendrick Green stayed in Pittsburgh, got with the coaches, did what he had to do because he knew he had a chance to be the starter. So he's very mature in that way. Now, there are some physical things he has to overcome. He's a smaller type of a center. He's not very big in comparison to a lot of centers around the league. So how does he handle 6'4", 335-pound nose guards? That's going to be a big, something that he's going to have to answer. I will tell you, Tyson Alualu is a vet. He knows how to play. Kendrick Green goes back and forth with him. Tyson gets him every once in a while, but then you watch a rep and Green looks like, he's been doing it his whole life. So with Green, it's all about that consistency. Can you do that every single play? Because Paul, as you know, if you make a mistake in a game, the quickest way to the quarterback is over the center, and they cannot have that with Ben Roethlisberger. The way he is now, coming off an injury, they got to protect him, so they got to know their center is capable of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. It's always going to be a question until he proves he can do it. What's the status of some of the guys like Zach Banner and Devin Bush, these guys that are coming off of, major injuries? Are they going to be ready to play?
Week one in Buffalo, yeah, it looks that way. Zach Banner, he's been doing individual stuff. He's taken a few reps in teams. So I think they're looking to ramp him up next week. They'll have two or three opportunities to practice before they face the Eagles in Philly next Thursday night, 8 days from now. So I think Banner could be a guy that is possibly going to make his debut in that game. Doesn't seem that way for Okorafor. Doesn't seem that way for Dotson. You asked about Devin Bush. He's kind of the same as Banner. They exposed him to a few team reps, but they want to be careful with that knee. I think he's about 9 or 10 months removed from that injury. You know, he did that in early October last year. So I think they want to kind of ramp him up slowly, get him ready for the opener in Buffalo. And that does not seem to be in jeopardy right now. It looks like both those guys are on pace to start the regular season on time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. You've got a lot of guys that you want to try and get ready for the season and all that other stuff. You've watched Ben Roethlisberger, you know, in practice a little bit and whatnot. What is going to be, what can we expect from him? What have you seen from him?
Well, you're not going to see him much in the preseason. You know, I think in practice, Paul, he looks good. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he looks like a 29-year-old Big Ben, but for his age and for all the criticism he took over the offseason, I don't see any issues with the arm strength. He's able to push the ball down the field. We'll see how the elbow holds up, but you're not going to know that really until November or December. That's kind of where that's kind of when he started to get a little bit tired, get a little bit worn down last year. So as long as they can find a way to keep him upright, keep him healthy, I think he's going to have a good year. Is it going to be enough for them to get in the playoffs? I don't know. They got a tough schedule. There's a lot of question marks on that line, as we've talked about. It's not going to be just Big Ben. If he's himself, they're going to be a playoff team. It doesn't work like that, especially when you're trying to improve your running game. They need all aspects of that offensive line to be clicking, and it's not just going to be all on Big Ben. I think if the line is good, if the running game is good and he's good, they got a chance, but that's a lot of ifs right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing to me is it really is an important thing that, that he plays well. And that's the way I look at it from that standpoint. We've just got to kind of figure it all out. Ray, I appreciate you taking some time, again, breaking it down, and hopefully we'll start to get some of these questions answered now.
Starting tomorrow night. Look forward to it, Paul.
Okay. That's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. I am Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.